Here are tax shelters and corporate loopholes, and you think Caribbean yachts or paper shredders, not green pastures and silos. Yet for landowners looking to avoid high property taxes, they can save hundreds of thousands with a smattering of cows or a handful of goats. Pat Garofalo is economic policy editor at thinkprogress.org. His recent op-ed, Holy Cow, How Senators and Movie Stars Use Livestock to Game the Tax Code, recently appeared on alternet.org. Pat, glad you could join us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You point out examples of use-value tax policies being exploited all around the country. So first, what is the intended purpose of use-value tax policies?
Like most wrong-headed tax policies, use-value actually has a good intention behind it. The point is to help family farmers preserve their land. So if development happens around that land and their property taxes start going up, they don't have to sell their land because of the development that's going on around them. It's to preserve farmland, to preserve open space, to help out family farmers, noting that those farmers are an important part of the economy.
Well, of course, here in New Hampshire, current use, as they call it, is a complex, frequently debated designation. And as you're saying, for many people living on large family farms, owning woodland, wetland, sometimes able to avoid selling or developing. So it's championed by preservationists, environmentalists. So what's the problem here?
Well, the problem is that in a lot of states, and almost every state in the country has some form of this policy, the standards are really lax. So in New Jersey, for instance, you just need to have a few acres and sell a few hundred dollars worth of stuff off of your land to qualify. So you have John Bon Jovi raising a few bees and selling some honey and dramatically lowering his tax rate. You have people like Tom Cruise in Colorado who has this huge estate and he lets a few sheep graze on it a few months of the year and lowers his tax bill all the way down to $400 when it's an $18 million estate.
Whoa. So this is just, you know, are these just movie stars doing this, exploiting these agricultural tax breaks?
No, there are also members of Congress, which I think is almost worse. You have Senator Bill Nelson from the great state of Florida, who lets cows graze on a huge tract of land that he owes and lowers his property tax bill by tens of thousands of dollars. In New Jersey, again, which seems to have a big problem with this, you have Congressman Runyon, who represents a district in South Jersey, selling some firewood and holding some livestock and lowering his tax bill by thousands and thousands of dollars. So this is a problem. It's not only abused by movie stars, it's also abused by lawmakers themselves.
Well, this is an opinion piece, of course, we want to emphasize. And you said this is wrong-headed tax policy a minute or so ago. So how do you fix it? I mean, how do you help preserve the land and values for people who really deserve it? Does it become some sort of barrier of income?
I think that's the right way to do it, is once you hit a certain percentage of your income is coming from your agricultural land, then you qualify, not a certain dollar amount in sales or a certain acreage, because then it leaves it much more open to gaming. But if you say to a family farmer, hey, if you can prove that X percent of your income comes from the farm, then you qualify for use value. But otherwise, if you're only selling $500 worth of firewood and making $17 million a year, well, that doesn't really cut it.
Well, I'm just wondering, Pat, in this current political climate, can you imagine the backflap for something like that, suggesting that people who have too much money shouldn't pay? Or should pay, rather. Shouldn't be able to take advantage of those tax loopholes.
It's hard because this is a state issue, and this is an issue that's become very politicized at the federal level, as I'm sure you've seen with the Bush tax cuts and raising taxes on millionaires. And it's really not very different at the state level. In New Jersey, they've tried to implement a millionaire's tax a couple of times, and it's been vetoed by the governor. But I think you have to look at the trade-off. If you don't do something like this and get the revenue that you need off of from wealthier members of the state, then you have to either tax somebody else or you have to cut spending. And at the state level, that often means schools, that means public services, that means public health care. So hopefully the politics play in the favor of those who are saying, hey, tighten up some of these loopholes and have John Bon Jovi pay a little bit more in property tax rather than forcing them to go back and cut the school budget again.
Well, I'm pretty certain that I don't make as much money as John Bon Jovi, but I do have to say I use every personal deduction that I can. I mean, can we fault people for taking advantage of whichever tax breaks?
Absolutely not. No, everyone who doesn't take, if you aren't taking advantage of all the tax provisions that are applicable to you, then you're not doing the right thing. I think this is something that we should be put on the lawmakers. You should go to the state house and say, hey, this policy is not working clearly, so you should change it. But no, I don't fault anybody for taking advantage of the laws as they're on the books.
Any steps being taken now to curb the problem? You mentioned that New Jersey is trying to do something.
New Jersey's tried to tighten up the eligibility a little bit, but it's not very good. Colorado actually tightened it up quite a bit, but still there are some very large loopholes. Actually, in Colorado's case, it seems like the loopholes will apply more to corporations, because there are even some corporations that do this. If you go to Texas, Fidelity, the company lets livestock graze on its corporate campus in order to qualify for tax breaks.
Ain't that imaginative? I want to thank you so much. Pat Garofalo, economic policy editor at thinkprogress.org. Now, you can find a link to his op-ed and New Hampshire's current use policies. That's all at wordofmouthradio.org. Now, while you're online at NHP at wordofmouthradio.org, tell us what you think. Should agricultural breaks be restricted by income? What distinguishes a real farm from a furry, four-legged tax break? You can share your thoughts on Facebook also, or send us a tweet at Word of Mouth. Now, coming up, a look at the life in the factory for female Chinese workers when Word of Mouth continues after a short break. Thank you.